Good evening, Patriots. You know, today's been one of those days with a lot of reflection on where we are and what we're all going through. And I've been having a discussion with somebody I deeply respect, enormous scholar in scripture, and just a deep, deep person of God. I've kind of hit a point where we're not totally agreeing on certain things, and it centers perhaps around an understanding or a belief in salvation. And I think I'll end up agreeing with where he's at, but not without commentary, which I'm going to share with you tonight. And it's my critique on the attitude of people that's really at the core of my frustration right now. Not his. He's making a solid point to me that when I say people are turning their back on God, that I can't be assuming that they've lost their salvation, because God has given salvation to everyone. And I agree with that. But here's my problem. It's the attitude, particularly of Christians, is somehow they can do things like take the injection and then just assume that because they have salvation that everything is going to be okay, that God's going to fix it, or that there won't be some sort of consequence. And this attitude has persisted in our society so deeply that the idea of accountability for actions, which is what I've been beating on this last week, is almost gone. We had a message tonight, it was shared with me from one of our mods, of a parent right now who's absolutely broken up over her son who has taken the injection. He apparently didn't read anything she shared with him. He just decided because his friends were going to do it, he felt he would be safe and the injection would protect him, which is all a lie anyway. The conceit of these decisions, the arrogance, the ego, the lack of consideration of anybody but self is what's driving me absolutely crazy. And this is something that I'm honestly having to work through very carefully, because I'm 4 times a day talking about topics like this and related to faith. And this is one of these bumps in the road that I've hit, that I'm very challenged, and I'm being very transparent with you tonight, of this line of accountability and then salvation. And the problem is that I think that there's an attitude that persists that somehow there aren't consequences. When we live a life like that, we just end up doing stupid stuff, and we don't take any regard for the consequence what's going on. You know, there's a group of people out here, this group that comes here every night, people that I meet that are holding this line of faith. I mean, they're blindly holding on to God, and they're saying, look, I don't know what this is. I don't like what I'm seeing. No matter what, I'm not going to deviate from God. And that line they're holding is putting them in the crossfire of the people that are celebrating around with this joy that I took the injection. And particularly, man, this is the one that gets me, particularly Christians that have taken it. When the principal issue of putting Christ in your heart is to live without fear and to use discernment, ultimately to trust in God. And when they do that, what is the consequence in their mind? I don't know. It's a rhetorical statement, not intended to be one, but it irritates me. And I'm openly irritated tonight because it's this concept, and I'm going to be clear, not because of my friend. This is a person who is an amazing man in Christ. it's just this discussion that we've had that has just opened up for me this irritation that I've had as I witness people walking around injecting themselves, having themselves injected, not taking any time to do the research. We're out here every day slogging along, trying to share the truth, getting it slammed in our face, being called conspiracy theorists, digging in deeper, looking at the evidence, revealing the evidence, seeing what's actually here. All of us know that we're some way or another putting ourselves at risk. Maybe it's at risk to get erased from social media. Maybe it's at risk that we're going to find out at the end that this whole thing was just a big show and a big ruse to do nothing more than to expose the evil, in which case I'm going to be beyond livid. We know that some people in the media, some people in our leadership have not taken a real injection. We know that because we can tell by the photos. And yet they're promoting it. We have VAERS data that's stacking up. The VAERS data today is 5,545 deaths. The adverse events is now 331,341. So is that just all a ruse? We live in this world of perception, of constant deception right now. And there are people that are physically being damaged by this injection. And somehow all of those numbers that I just read, all of the facts that are pointing to what this is, isn't changing the mind of those to just go and get it. They're just going to get it anyway because of peer pressure, because of fear, because they don't want to be left out of the crowd, because it's important to me. That was one of the great excuses I've heard. It's important to me. Well, good. And no consequence to how others, what it's doing to others. No care for the fact that there's obviously some sort of spike protein that's transmitting to others. No consequence to the fact that others have gotten sick by being around those that have taken it. None. The idea of consequence is like it's been evaporated. And there's no sense of living with consequence in our world. And what I'm hearing, and I'm not going to overgeneralize, but from what I'm hearing from people in the Christian faith in particular, is this idea, well, you know, I took it, but, you know, it's kind of like I'm happy I did it, but I'm still have salvation. Like, what was that the idea? That you could just do whatever you wanted because you already had salvation? It doesn't matter? As I live and as I have shared here, I don't live that way. I believe that there are consequences to what we do. You know, maybe it would be a different discussion if there was a respect for hearing what one side is saying and the other, rather than just to snub your nose at it and blindly run across and make a choice. And it is such a place here that where we sit, we are looking across at a mass of people that have willingly accepted a lie. And it is still, I go to this place, and it's a harsh statement, but where was your faith? And if you had no faith, then what were you doing? In my terms, that translates to you turned your back on God. I don't know what that means on the other side. And I don't make that assumption. I think the problem within all of this is that there has been a pervasive corruption in faith to believe that because we have salvation through Christ, that somehow that minimizes consequence. maybe my optics are too narrow, and maybe I'm biased because I'm irritated by this whole concept of being able to walk in life and just act that way. And if that's how I would end up being, I'm just going to be like, okay, what was all that worth? It only took a little bit of research to figure out that this was not a normal vax. Anybody that had any half a brain would have known that this was not a normal vax. They said so from the very beginning. No one deviated from that. And the excuses that have permeated here are unbelievable. And it's always excuses. I took it because... I'd like to hear one person say this to me. I took it after praying to God and God told me I needed to take the vax. That would be an interesting one. And yet we haven't heard that once. I put this before Christ. I prayed to Jesus. I asked for discernment, and I was shown that that's exactly what I needed to do. Be like, oh, all right, interesting. I mean, okay. I mean, that's if that's what you were told, that's your path. It's not mine. And right in there is the whole problem, because this discussion, this entire sense of it, the decision is, once again, it's centered on me. Me. If we center on God, where does your decision end up? Rhetorical question. And I think that's what's missing here. You know, I said this the other night, and I'm very serious about what I'm going to say now. Same thing. If you're sitting in church and someone says, I'm addicted to porn, there is an immediate discussion about what they have to do to find their place to heaven, because this is a blasphemy, a sin, an extreme sin. So what happens if you sit in church and you say, at the same time, right after that person, when a person stands up and says, I took the injection and I changed my DNA. Is anybody going to say anything? Or are they going to be like, good on you, man. Great job. Glad to hear you made that decision. Yeah, good, good, good. Excellent. Nice. You protected yourself from COVID. Nice job. And then what? You know, I mean, it's just like, where's this accountability? So, I don't consider those two things any different, by the way. Matter of fact, I consider the injection a whole heck of a lot worse, because the guy is over here who's having a really bad addiction. With some work, he can let it all go and he can heal his soul and he can heal his relationship very easily. This one over here, and he doesn't ever have to deal with it again. This one on the other side, though, put something in their body that affected the blood that changed also the DNA. And it's like, oops. Can't get that out of your system. Not even a blood transfusion will clean that one up. So I think where I find this frustrating in all this discussion is it's all centered on me. And there's just so much me. And there's, I mean, a lot of me going on here. Not me, Scott. Me, like, people thinking, oh, it's about me. It's about my life. It's, you know, you walk outside, you get run over by a truck. A viper jumps out of the bush, bites you on the shin. You drop dead. I mean, who knows? You have no control over those things. Yet this random virus that has replaced the flu, that had a death toll less than a common cold, somehow has had people believing it's going to crawl into their bed at night, into their nose nostril, and cause a brain hemorrhage, and so they'll take instead something to modify their DNA. And I keep saying this over and over. It's not like they have hidden it. The real question is what is coming and what's causing this panic? Because they're pushing hard to get everybody injected by July 4th, by the way. If you haven't noticed that one. And the data just keeps rolling in about what's going on. The magnetism is going up. The frequency from people, the EMF is going, or they continue to just find it all over the place. The VAERS data is going up. The adverse events data is going up. And we have crickets from leadership. Crickets, crickets, crickets. As I've said all along, there has to be accountability when this thing comes through. And it is up to us to hold every single leader and influencer in this nation that has been silent or has perpetuated the myth that it's a good thing to explain their position. I'm not judging, but I am demanding that there is absolute transparency and truth. No one gets a pass on this. No one. You don't get to like slide in here and go, okay, it's all better. Let's go talk about the economy again. That is not going to be the case here. We hold people accountable. This country is just floating along without anybody stepping up in our leadership ranks. So let's try something different. And let's try looking at this problem differently. And maybe we can make, as a true group, maybe we can make a difference. I think part of what we have to do is, first of all of us be honest. And whatever your position is, to be honest and put it on the table to yourself and put it to God, what the frustrations are or where you are on this injection thing. If you think that those people aren't worth it, that's one position. I mean, I'm just going to give a few of them. I'm sure there's many. Some people feel, and I've read it, that they're not worth the time. Other people feel that they carry a lot of burden, a lot of personal burden, because it has hit home or it's friends and family. They feel like they've done everything and that they're afraid of losing these people. Keyword, they're afraid. Those that say that they aren't worth it, I would argue that there's probably some anger and frustration. It's just like, I'm done working with them. Forget it. There's some that are praying hard for unity and healing. I think all of us at one point or another have felt this kind of pressing in of the world where it just feels like you're looking around going, okay, who's going to be left when this thing's over? Like, am I going to be buying my neighbor's house for one dime on the dollar? You know, we really don't know how this is all imploding. And every indication around us is that the entire world is unraveling, which it is. So I'm going to, the rest of tonight, I want to focus on one thing. And I want to focus on what we are as a group. And in spite of all of our imperfections and in spite of all of our frustrations that we have at different times, not collectively, I want us to sit back and take a breath tonight. And I'm going to ask you all to join me in this, please. And I want to just, first of all, just take a breath and let God flow through every single one of us. Feel that healing of Christ touch your heart. And I want now for all of us to just put our thoughts and minds to just a place where there is healing. Or whatever has been done to these people, whatever they have accepted into their body, that we just see it as being neutralized. And to do that, and I'm putting myself on top of this list, so I'm being honest to all of you here tonight. To do that, we have to let go of our own frustrations, and I have enough of them with this stupidity that's going on. And we've got to let go of that. And we just have to accept the fact that God is going to handle this in the way God wants, and that God has called upon us here for not the reason to be able to say, okay, well, you're better than them, but because he knew all along that we would be here and that we would be holding that line of faith and light and be that amplifier for his work to heal the many. And that means the highest possible road that we have to walk. That means we have to let go of all of our frustrations. That means we have to let go of our pain. We have to let go of our fears. We have to let go of all of those things. And we have to step into a place and totally trust in God in this. We say it a lot. I say it a lot. But I think we all can be honest with ourselves that at one point or another, we're like ready to pound our head through the wall. Because it's just, it is just so unbelievable to watch so many. And I'm going to use this term, whether it makes people feel uncomfortable or not. It is unbelievable to me to watch so many people turn their back on God. You know, David stood up to Goliath in part because Goliath, and one of the things he reminded Goliath is you basically, I'm paraphrasing, you defamed my God. I mean, there's a part of this that I would say we all feel that way. It's personal with us because we feel that relationship with God and we're like, what are you doing? I mean, where's your faith? So let us take a breath and let us turn to Christ. And let us do some praying here as we pray for this world. So just let me lead this prayer. Just join me in this prayer. It's going to be a bit long tonight, but we're going to do some praying tonight because there's a lot of people that are hurting. And that to me is ultimately what drives all of this because my frustrations, and this is where I will tell you where whenever I get frustrated, what pivots me back to the center point in the relationship that I have with God is when I see other people hurting and I know that the only way they're not going to hurt is if we join them and give prayer to them and help them as they would help us. And in doing so, we have to step back and it's very personal with some. Like I said, the note we got tonight, and we also have somebody else tonight that wrote whose son is in the hospital. He said he's looking at kidney failure. He has a problem with alcohol. And she's asking for prayers tonight for her son. So let's do some prayers for people. Let's do some prayers for those that have been, that are suffering, whose loved ones are standing with them. Let's do prayers for those that are enduring the pain of watching a family member injected or having been injected and having to deal with that burden. Let's do a prayer tonight for the misguided and misjudged decisions that people are making. For Father, they know not what they do. Please forgive them as you forgive us and as we forgive them ourselves. Forgive us for the struggles that we face and even the challenges that we face each day in confronting this problem. We forgive them as we ask you forgive them. We forgive them ourselves, so you please forgive us for holding on to these things as we do. Allow us that place of strength, a place of letting go. Give us that clarity to walk the highest of roads, to let go of the burdens that we put on our heart so that we can be as you wish us to be, the light, to welcome back those that have drifted away. To be the shepherds that this world needs because we are lacking shepherds. To be your voice as you call upon us. To be your healing as Christ would expect of us. To give the wisdom and teachings as Christ would do himself. To stand in the middle and not take sides. To provide the wisdom in moments that will give each a point of reflection and introspection. To walk with peace in our heart and unity as our objective. To find those that are in pain and to give prayer and worship with them. To lift their burdens and free them from a suffering. To bring you closer to each person that we encounter. To raise the hearts of the many. To walk with a pure heart. And to heal this world. To fight this fight with your love as you would want us to do. To heal this world that is so deeply divided and is so deeply in pain. To stop looking to the leaders to solve our problems, but instead to turn to you and to raise up amongst us the new voices that will lead this nation and lead this world and lead your children. To cast aside those that seek arrogance and seek fame. And to build a new world that honors your spirit, that honors all your love, that honors the sacrifices made by our King. To not be burdened by the many things, by the noise and the confusion that is so common in everything that we touch. To separate ourselves from the burdens of the material want and false belief. To seek out a pure relationship with Christ. Not convoluted by teachings of the church, but rested purely in the scripture and through prayer. And let us constantly share that with one another to build our strength amongst those that stand here now. Open our arms to the many that still walk alone or are drifting. And humble ourselves before you with these words. Forgive us, Father, for we have sinned. Forgive our nation, for we have sinned. And in so doing, we pray that you can help us heal this nation and restore this nation under the foundation of your faith and a true belief that in all things that we do, our trust rests with you. We thank you for all that has been given. We thank you for all the sacrifices that have been made. And we now ask you to guide us so that we can heal not just this nation, but all your people, to raise their eyes up to see your glory and to accept your glory into their heart. And we say these things in Christ's holy name. Amen. Perhaps perhaps that is all we need to do each day. Let us continue to push forward. And let us pray that there will be more that will awaken. And let us pray that the Lord will have mercy upon us. Let us pray again as we go for the returning of the fear of the Lord in our hearts and the seeking of His love. Thank you, Patriots. Let's keep our head up and our eyes forward. Never bow to evil, never relent. In the midst of this darkness, let us continue to find that forgiveness that is so hard sometimes to strive for. Let us find that relationship with God that allows us to step back from the frustrations that we feel as human beings that we are, as those that accept the injection, walk away from God. Let us have temperance as they find the joy in celebrating the privileges that they are now being offered because they have now chosen to walk away from God. And let us pray for mercy upon their soul and a removal of their arrogance and a dropping of the scales from their eyes so they can see clearly and understand what they have done. And in so doing, may they return to the feet of God, humbled and in forgiveness. Prayers are going to be our strength in these coming days. We are fortunate that God is with us and He will never forsake us. And He tolerates all of us. He loves all of us and tolerates all of us. Let us focus on forgiveness, for it's through forgiveness that God can forgive the others once we forgive ourselves and forgive them. In the end, God will win. Have a very blessed night. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. Good night. And out for now.
All this time we had to prove that we could stand here too. All the nights been pushing through, fight for all we had to lose. Reaching out for something to pull us up to level ground. Oh, I can see it now, I can see it now. Every broken dream fades.
found, reaching through somehow. Oh, you're an island when the world is too loud. When the seasons change, I know the space between us will stay the same. Resting on this faith, when your soul answers calls far away.
Close on the cold days, dark.